This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. I was brought up on this notion of the American dream. House, dog, two-car garage, you know, real Ozzy and Harriet stuff. But that's a dream that the Keeping Up with the Kardashians crowd just isn't sharing. By that I mean young people say they have no interest in ever owning a home. They've seen the results of a huge boom and bust in the housing market. They don't want to be trapped by debt. So these days, more and more people are renting. Now, some economists say a population of renters makes for a more flexible workforce. But commentator Chris Farrell says buying is still a better option for all concerned.
The diss on owning a home these days is too glib. The rent is the future crowd is making the same mistake as housing boosters did during the boom, that current conditions will stay the same well into the future. During the bubble years, people took on huge mortgages, insurance payments, and other costs, convinced that prices would keep skyrocketing. When the market collapsed, many owners were left anchored down by an underwater mortgage, or worse, sunk by a foreclosure. The conventional wisdom that renting beats owning misses a shift in the market. In many parts of the country, the monthly cost of owning, including the mortgage and taxes, is less than renting. The trick remains finding a bank willing to lend you the money to buy a house. Still, demographic trends favor owning a home. A majority of those 65-plus own. Older people like growing old in their own place, and the massive baby boom generation will swell the ranks of the elderly. Immigrants are coming in record numbers, and owning is a classic milestone of making it in their new country. And as the economy improves, the boomerang generation will flee their parents' basement and start their own families. Some will decide buying beats renting. One of the more intriguing changes favoring owning is the internet. Americans are moving around looking for a place to settle in fewer numbers than before. The internet has taken out much of the guesswork. It's easy to gather information online. The result? A more efficient economy at matching people and place. I bet they'll put down roots by buying once they've made their choice. The real takeaway from the housing bust is that speculating with too much debt and too little equity is always perilous. It doesn't pay to own without prudent financing. Still, most Americans will find there comes a time when they'll want the freedom that comes from owning a home rather than abiding by the rules of a landlord. The right question is at what price?
Chris Farrell is the economics correspondent for Marketplace.